This morning, instead of like the usual format, you know, go through the verses and you know, get the sharing from, you know, the inspiration from God's words, I just want to take this opportunity to share with you about my journey a little bit. Yesterday, I talked to a group of people about my heart for Japan. I mean, some of you know about, you know, I have a heart for Japan for a long time, and I share about, you know, my walk with them. And one of the questions they asked me, you know, Japan being really a hard ground to crack, a lot of people have, you know, negative comment being, you know, it's a stone or it's a graveyard for missionary and stuff, all this. And they asked me, you know, your spiritual walk seems to be quite steady with God. You know, you come to Christ and you know your calling, you go to seminary and you come to this point. It seems to be, everything seems quite smooth. How are you going to, you know, survive basically? And I share with them a little period of time that I actually, term it as burnout during that period of time. I believe that that experience, that struggle that I have during that period of time will help me in my future ministry, perhaps in Japan. And so this morning, I would like to share with you guys as well. I came to Christ about 2002. Everything like seemed really happening because we are a charismatic church, and everything happening. You see miracle happen, lives change. I see God, suddenly my eyes being open, seeing like amazing things that God been doing and helping me along, coming alongside with me, even since the day that I didn't even know him, but he was always there, and seeing things happening, seeing lives changing, people transform, and all this very exciting. And as a new believer at that time, I would go to different conferences, or we go to whatever that come my way, I would go and have that experience, like speaking in tongues, like slaying in the spirit. All this is like, so new to me, and I want to learn about it. And of course, you know, we're a very new believer who does not have a very strong foundations. So whatever conferences I go, everything the speakers say, I would take it in. And little by little, I didn't realize, you know, sometimes not everything that you hear without proper directions, it may, without proper processing, actually have a lot of conflicting views, start conflicting inside me. And also at the same time, I guess, you know, when you become a first believer, everything is new and you see the power of God and everything seems instant. Like healing must be done when I pray, that things answer. Did not have the perspective of I only have a point perspective. It's like things happen instant. And I guess also, the world that we're living in Hong Kong, everything happened fast. We demand things happen yesterday. It's almost like instant noodles or culture. Like we have the food on our plate within a certain time. If it's longer, it's no longer good service. You know, that sort of culture also embedded in me in a way that, you know, when I pray to God, I expect things happened. And I expect things to be continue to be good. So I start seeing Christians, you know, oh, they stumble. I start seeing, you know, they went for transformation, but they do not hold up. Then I start questioning, hey, God, you're so powerful. Where are you? And I guess the disappointment in God start coming in because I have not go through that process of maturing. I'm still in the process of it, but haven't really seen the journey of a Christian life. So at that particular point, all this disappointment coming in, suddenly I did not see hope. And what we offer, what God offered to us is hope and joy and all this. Suddenly everything sort of disappear. So I went through that time that I just hide from God. I don't want to serve anymore. And I went through that time that I even skipped church. And that was kind of unheard of at the time. And, you know, I shared before in early morning prayer, someone, you know, in the church in SP brought me to SP during the fasting season, brought me out from that burnout period. And just a couple points, just want to go back to backtrack a little bit, maybe even sidetrack about going to different conferences. We went to a conference quite recently. Honestly, I respect the speaker. I respect what he went through, what he struggled. Just one word of like, you know, suggestion is like, don't go, a lot of time in conferences, they are cater for a lot of people. And obviously, the speaker will have their agenda. And they come in maybe with a stronger dosage. You know, with means they have their own background. They have their own agenda to tell you a message from God. But then the message may not be suitable for everyone to take in fully, and we need to digest. And one of the questions he bring in very good is that, hey, we're supposed to be doing greater thing than Christ. It's in the Bible. The Bible is the truth. And he say we're supposed to do greater thing than other people, you know, greater than Christ. How come not everyone is government official? How come not everyone is at the top? He bring in a very good question, is that are we living out the full capacity or the full potential God has given us to each one of us? He challenged us. I believe this is a very good question. And indeed, it should be a question that we ask ourselves. Have we lived out the full calling God has given us to each one of us? However, I felt that, you know, there's another part to that question is, no, not everyone is the governor. Not everyone is to certain position because everyone have their own calling. I believe that even someone who's wiping the floor, they can fully live out the full potential that God has given to them. They can minister to the people in the sphere as well. But without that perspective, we become dissatisfied. Hey, how come I cannot be? I believe, you know, in the Old Testament, talk about the theology of creations. In the book of Ecclesiastes, talking about portion of life, God have at his own will given us a different role, a different position. Doesn't mean that you're lesser than anyone. God creations at the very beginning is everyone is good. Every creation is good. We are not judged by the position you hold. We're not judged by how intelligent you are. Because in my understanding is that even people with disability, intellectually challenged, does not mean they are any lesser being. Does not mean that they are defect. It just they have different degree of limitation. We have limitation. They have limitation. And I guess, like, you know, during my, you know, burnout time, one of my dissatisfaction is that I was seeking for perfect. I seeking for no limitation. Because for me, my view is that God is everything so great. But I did not comprehend is that it's just in God's eyes, limitation is okay. He just loves who you are. And he created you to be where you are now and how you are. And a lot of time, we step into the role of we playing God. And in a way, I was sort of projecting what God should be like instead of understanding who he really is. And so we're back to the, you know, the conferences, when he was talking about, you know, how come all these, you know, these people cannot reach that certain standard. And it's a good challenging question. And he also mentioned, I think one point that also coming from the message is that it's a question of already but not yet. I don't know, I think you guys might have heard me saying a few times, but we, spiritual realm, spiritually, we're already safe. The kingdom is already here. But the full manifestation is still in a process. It's not one point, but it's continue. And at this point, I see certain people struggling. Doesn't mean God is not giving them a second chance. If God giving the person a second chance, then I should look further away and giving that person also a second chance. And as I continue to walk along in my journey longer, I see people come back to Christ again. People who left Christ for 20 years, suddenly God used, I was like, you know, I shared one story before a long time ago. When I was serving in a hospital, I was letting a person who left Christ for 20 years back to Christ. And when he shares like the incident that happened around him, I see God has been around him all the time. And how he orchestrate the whole event, putting him in the hospital, me having an opportunity to minister to him, I know God have not given up on that person. And that incident also share with me is that, Sophia, you need to look further away. You look at one person here, they stumble, don't discourage. This is just a process. God never given up on them. When I read the book of Genesis, the first thing that Adam and Eve fell, God go to the garden and ask where you are. And I know that this is God's heart. And I guess all these little bit and pieces coming together, and I start to see a glimpse of hope. And during that season of, you know, coming out or wrestling with my faith, like questioning, you know, God, all this, you know, conflicting with like loving God and powerful God, but yet suffering, like all this question coming and wrestling during that time, I questioned, like, what's the purpose? I still question, what's the purpose of life? And I remember that time I was in Japan, I was walking along in Roppongi Hills, in a bridge, and I was asking God, what? And I was actually doing tracks. I was handing out tracks and trying to talk to people and evangelize to them. But at the same time, I have doubt myself too. And as I was walking myself, I just, you know, asking God, what's the purpose? And then I looked down, I saw two girls, like two young girls, like in the park, and I went down and talked to them. And in fact, they were asking the same questions. You know, they have been pondering, what's the purpose of life? And at that particular point, I would say, you know, revelation from God, because I was asking exactly the same question. But as soon as I just felt from my heart, is the convictions is there. Jesus is the purpose of life. Jesus will tell you, will lead you, and show you the purpose of life. I don't know why. 2 minutes ago, I still have doubt. But at that time, and I'm serving, when I minister to people, when I try to share the gospel, the faith arise. That also have something to learn from that is that, you know, a lot of time it's good that we wrestle with God. It's good that we think through, we digest, we discern. But a lot of time, we also have to put into action. Yes, we might have doubt, but when we go out and try to reach out to other people, God work in you as well. A lot of time we have to hear testimony. It's like, oh, initially I go to a mission trip, I thought I would be blessing people, I end up being blessed. This is true. It is cliche, but it's still true. And for me, that little incident, very small incident, is the turning point for me. Before I was like wrestling so much, you know, questioning so much, and I even, you know, I even cry out to God, why did this happen? But with this little incident, everything turned. I start going back to God. My perspective started to look a bit further. And the other thing that also is that the already but not yet, it is hard to wrestle, and I couldn't understand. But the good thing is, like, you know, if we keep our dialogue with God, keep wrestling with God, he does answer, and gradually he does. And when I was doing my paper on suffering, and, you know, I purposely take that subject because it's been a subject in Russell. And I was like, at one point, I was like, on the final exam, we're supposed to be submitting it. And I do all the research, and I just couldn't write in a paper because I know all the reason people was like, blessing in disguise, you know, all these reasons being given. But it just could not settle my heart. And I only stumble on these articles. It talk about suffering Christ. Christ taking the form of the suffering person. He suffered too. In a way, you know, and initially I sort of dissatisfied too. Okay, God suffer. And so we must suffer too. But then it's the his way of showing the redemptions. Showing that, you know, he limit himself. You know, in the Bible, it's read so many times in the book of Romans, it talk about he stripped away his dignity and having all the human limitation. He even have scar on his hand, and he go through this process and showing us that it is possible to walk through. And this is the redemptions. It's possible to walk through the suffering together with him, and that kind of settled my heart a bit. But it still took me a time to wrestle and go through. But I would say that, you know, God does answer. And to this point, at this moment when I'm sharing with you, I have hopes, I do see hope in ministry. I do see Japan is not as bad. Yes, there might be a lot of challenges and all this, but I still see hope. I'm not giving up. And it's a step-by-step process. So I don't know where you are. Maybe you're not struggling. Maybe you are struggling. I would say that keep your dialogue with God. Keep asking Him. And the other thing is taking risks too. For me, I'm looking in my journey. I shared, you know, I came to Christ in 2002. Everything to me seems so far track. It's everything happening, doing all these things. And I'm learning things and soaking things in. Everything going really fast. And I'm standing before you now and sharing a message. Yesterday, I have a lunch with my friend. I led her to Christ 1 year after I know her. No, 1 year after I accepted Christ. I'm not saying I'm criticizing, but she's enjoying her life. But is she walking with God? She's not, really. She goes to church, but is she living the full potential God has given her? In my eyes, no. Is she sharing with people about God? No. She enjoys her life. I feel sad. Even now, sorry. I feel sad. Okay, sorry. So, oh, sorry, guys. I don't know why, but I just want to say, don't waste your life. I don't know why. I just feel sad. Yes. I have nothing against people having a good life. I have nothing against having a good time. I believe that God bless us too. But I just say, don't forget about the calling that God has given you. He put you into different sphere. He put you in this church together. I guess maybe I'm crying part of because I'm involving in local ministry, and I'm okay with you know, seeing people responding. You know, every month we have an advertisement announcement. Some handful of people respond to join the outreach, but to my heart, I'm dissatisfied. Is that it should not be 10% of our people to go to outreach? It should be the 100% of people going to outreach because it's our calling. Maybe those weekends you're doing things for God too, and I don't discredit that. But then we have over almost, you know, 9 months, there are people who have never quite respond to it. And it's not for me to say, yeah, they are not serving God. But I do see people that God loves them, God give them so much gift, but they're still struggling in their life. They're still wrestling with things that they know. Sometimes it's just simply disobedience, and they know what they should be doing. And yes, and we teach them it's not our obligations; it should be coming from love. And for me, sometimes watching that this, I feel sad. So this morning, I just want to share this message with you guys, and really ask God to go into your heart and do another heart surgery or do another heart check. Maybe you already 100% for God, then good on you, and I pray that, you know, God continue to empower you. But if you're not quite yet, or there's still room, I for me, I still have too. I was planning to, we still have our own limitations. Before I finishing off, I want to share one more incident that is in my life. That couple years back, God showed me, I was at this church that have different congregations. They have Indonesia, they have Sri Lanka, they have Chinese, they have you know, they had to have all these nations coming worshiping God in one voice. And that picture gave me a picture of, wow, all these people coming together. It's like a redemption from the Old Testament where people building up with one language, they try to reach the sky on their own, but it got destroyed by God. And then when they come together this time, they're using their worship and reach to heaven. And I felt the redemption in that pictures. And then a couple years down, God showed me another picture, worshiping with disability people. There's a group of church in Hong Kong that go to this disability school for a few months. Every Sunday, they worship with the disabled kids, in like intellectually challenged one or autistic child. You can see that even they, you thought, you know, they are intellectually challenged, they can still worship God. You can see their face when they worship. And when normal people, well, I wouldn't say normal, but when average people go in with them, they worshiping God together. It's such a beautiful picture. And it brought two tears in my heart. And last mission trip, I went to a house where was there's a handful of the disability, internationally challenged people. I walk in and I can't handle it. I just feel difficult to approach them. I know I should be doing it. I know I should show them love, but I have difficult. I see them, you know, their hands are dirty or they didn't even know and they eat the watermelon and they shake my hand. The first thing I want to do is, like, I saw the sink in the living room, I want to wash my hand. But I know I couldn't, I shouldn't, because I will hurt that feeling. So I hold myself the whole time. And then only went back to the church, I discreetly say, oh, I wash my hand before dinner. So I use that as an excuse. But in my heart, I know I'm not ready. I'm not using this story to share with you, you know, oh, how great I was to hold on, like to withstand that, you know, dirty or cannot, like the intolerance of that. But really, I'm sharing with you is I have my weakness. I cannot do it too. I cannot truly, fully love them at that point. But yet, this is my prayer to God too, to help me to love them too. So I'm challenging you guys is, yes, we have our limitation. We all have our habit. But don't let those habit, don't let those limitations stop you to reaching to other people. Okay, so let's spend a bit of time when Pastor Nay, you know, lead into meditations a little bit. And About, you know, this passage, this scripture in in Thessalonians, it says, always give thanks, pray without ceasing. Father, we want to give thanks to you for what you have given us, you know, today and in the past and in the future. And I just pray, Father, that you will continue to remind us, not giving up on us, you know, in case, you know, any of us at any point of time really fell away from you. Father, we know your heart for them. You never given up on them. You give them many chance after chance. And I just pray, Father, that you will continue to speak to them. Particularly, you know, Lord, I want to intercede for those people who are in the comfort zone, so comfortable that they don't want to live out the full calling of God you have given up to them. They more than just, you know, stranger in the world. They are there, here. Like, the whole week we've been preaching here about being the light shining so that people know where to go when they have no hope. I just pray for, you know, those friends. Let's start praying for friends that is around you, your colleagues or your friends that you know, that not quite living the full calling that God has given to them. It's not for us to judge what they're calling. It's not for us to judge what they should do or not to do. But it is our place to also pray that they do live out that full calling, that full portions that God has blessed them with. God, you promised that abundant lives, and that abundant life come with living out from that full calling that you have given to them. So this is our prayer for my friends, my prayer for our congregations. God, we want a new surgery of heart before we move to SP 1.5. Today focus, local missions. There's a number of organizations that's listed on it: YWAM Hong Kong, Shanti, Face to Face, Johnson College, Future Hunger, Christian Solidarity Worldwide. All these actually serving locally, and also there's many other organizations that's not being listed there, and many churches. Let Lord lift them up this morning and pray that even though we are the 10% in Hong Kong, it will shine over the whole populations, and people know where they can find Jesus. Thank you. let's pray for the SP ministry, the worship team, welcoming team. There will be, you know, a revamping of the welcoming team, and pray for Pastor Eugene and the leader Hannah and also Leanne. Also leave of the man and woman ministry, which has been dormant for a while. And last but not least, pray for the local outreach. We're going to do a mid-autumn festival outreach this Sunday. So the handful of us, they're about are getting more numbers on it. About 10 people coming, going together. So let's pray for all this SP ministry. Let's pray for this weekend, the youth group, and also Noah's Ark and the Sunday service. This week, a whole bunch of us in the congregation go to Danny and Sarah's wedding. So, but Pastor Bob O is coming over too. So pray for the speaker, pray for the logistic, that things that are still happening in the church, that even though, like, you know, a lot of people will be gone. So and just pray for everything to be smoothly and continue, you know, on Sunday also just mentioned about the outreach. So all this SP weekend activity, let's leave it up for prayer and covering them, and pray that even, you know, we are short of hand, people are still being ministered to, you know, during Sunday service and in throughout others too. Finally, let's continue to live up SP 1.5 for the construction still going on, the renovation and everything. Pray for safety of the work site. Pray for all the different things coming through, everything going on time, so that we will be able to move in October. So let's leave this in prayer. Book of Isaiah, it say that, you know, when the people turn back to God, when they can hear, the land will be healed. And Lord, I just this morning I thank you, Lord, for speaking to us, and I just pray, Father God, that more people will hear you, and that our land be healed from all the, you know, bondage that this land been under for too long already. Father, we are on this land. You are given that authority by you to proclaim your kingdom here, not just spiritually, but also that we have a part to play in advancing your kingdom on earth here in Hong Kong too. So, Father, I just ask, Lord, that you continue to guide my brother and sister. For my journey, you know, walking towards almost closer to 10 years now, and they are at different stage of life. Some of them just begin. Some have been walking a long time already, and they have different revelation from you. And I pray that for those that have been walking longer with you, they will impart their experience also with the younger one. And I just pray, Father, that hope continue to prevail in each one of us. Even this courage time, I just pray that our eyes are open so that we see that you are indeed with us through and through. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.